Hello, this is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I am going to tell you a story from our Sparkle Sleepy Time series, stories designed to help children relax and gently ease into nap or bedtime. The story is called Peepsky the Rooster, and it is about a young rooster who is feeling lonely because he just doesn't seem to fit in with all the other chicks. When he finally admits his feelings to his father, he is surprised and delighted in the response. I hope you enjoy it. Peepsky the Rooster. Once upon a time, there was a happy little Rhode Island red rooster named Peepsky Jr. Peepsky Sr. was the rooster for the entire brood of Rhode Island red hens, but no one called him Peepsky Sr. They called him Colonel Peep. The Colonel, all the hens, and Peepsky Jr. all lived on a farm out in the country, where they had a sizable coop as well as a farmyard to scratch about in. Peepsky Jr. knew, of course, that he was a rooster just like his father, but since his friends were all hen chicks, he enjoyed the same things that hens enjoyed. Hens liked to chat and take short walks and peck at the ground and play short rounds of chase. Peepsky Jr. loved all those things, as well as jumping and flapping and dreamily scratching around in the yard. In fact, Peepsky Jr. felt that maybe he was more of a hen than a rooster because he simply didn't have much in common with his father. Peepsky would watch his father do his morning, midday, late day, and then nightly rounds. His father would march step by step along the edge of the farmyard with his head high and his eyes watchful. Peepsky couldn't imagine doing rounds. He didn't think he would be able to pay attention that long. Peepsky, as I said, was a dreamy little rooster chick, and he knew that about himself. He noticed how his father would bravely stand in front of the hens whenever anything unusual happened in the farm. If there was a loud noise or an unfamiliar person or animal appeared, Colonel Peep would stand strong in front of everyone and make a great fuss. Peepsky did not think of himself as brave and couldn't imagine being as courageous and protective as his father. Peepsky also knew that his father was the first one to wake up every morning and announce that the morning was at hand. Without fail, the colonel always followed through with this and other duties, and since Peepsky liked to sleep in late, he didn't think he would ever be able to be a real rooster. So Peepsky figured that perhaps he wasn't really a rooster. He looked at himself and the hens, and he couldn't see a big difference. His crop was a little different, and he was maybe a little taller than the others, but did that really prove that he was a rooster? He had a little bit more color in his neck feathers, and his feet were maybe a little bit wider, but did that mean that he wasn't a hen like his friends? And then things began to change. Peepsky started to feel differently. He didn't feel as comfortable inside the hen house. They always invited him to sleep inside, but he started to prefer sleeping outside. This and other changes made him feel sad because he didn't feel comfortable anywhere. He started to not feel like a hen, and he already didn't feel like a rooster. He was still dreamy. He still liked to sleep in late. He didn't feel brave at all, so what was he to do? And then one late afternoon, his father, Colonel Peep, stopped work and paid Peepsky Jr. a visit.
"How are you, son?" he asked with an official tone. "Getting on all right with the others?"
Peepsky Jr. wasn't sure what to say. He wanted to tell his father everything, but he also didn't want him to be disappointed. He paused for a long time looking at the hen house and then the coop's chicken wire fence, and then he looked at the barn and the farmhouse. And the more he saw, the more confused he felt, until he finally said,
"I'm not getting on so well."
His father stuck out his beak a bit and cocked his head.
"Well, what is the matter?"
he asked. Peepsky took a deep breath and then sighed slowly out.
"I like the hens. I like playing with them, but I'm feeling different than them. But Father, I don't know if I'm a real rooster either."
Colonel Peep nodded his head and asked,
"What makes you say that, son?"
Then Peepsky started talking quickly, and as he talked, he got more and more emotional, and by the end, he was crying.
"I'm not like you, Father. I can't do rounds and walk around the farm looking for trouble. I like to look at the sky or at the ground and be silly and think of interesting things. And I'm not brave like you. I get worried about strangers, and I don't know how to protect anyone. And I can't tell when it's morning and time to wake up. I like to sleep late and snooze, and I can't crow like you. I just make little sounds like the hens. Oh, Father, I'm so confused, and I feel so alone."
Colonel Peep continued to nod his head until Peepsky Jr. was finished, and then he put his wing around him and made the softest little clucking noises.
I know, Junior, I know exactly how you feel."
"You do?"
asked Peepsky after a moment.
"Oh, yes," said the tall rooster. "I was exactly the same way. When I was your age, all I wanted to do was to play with my hen friends. I loved their games and just being with them. But then things started to change when we got just a little bit older, and I knew I wasn't a hen, but I certainly wasn't like my father. We called him Spark. He was big and strong, and I was small and not strong at all. He was loud and brash, and I was quiet and timid. He was brave and intimidating, and I was afraid. But then he told me something that I want you to know."
"What is it, Father?"
asked Peepsky as he wiped a tear away with his wing.
"It hasn't changed," the Colonel said slowly. "I still sometimes feel small and afraid and timid. But I practice feeling strong and big and brash. Every day I practice it. And do you know what? Sometimes I really feel that way. Sometimes I really feel huge, and I have to admit it feels good. I like to feel strong and brave and bold, and when I do, I'm grateful. But when I feel small and timid and afraid, that's all right, too. But no matter how I'm feeling, I know it's important to do my job. So I keep watch. I crow in the morning. I flap my wings when I think something is not right. And I do all of it whether I'm feeling brave or I'm feeling afraid. And do you know what, son?"
"What?"
asked Peepsky Jr.
"You will, too," said his father proudly. "But you've got lots of time. You feel how you feel. Be afraid, be small, be dreamy, sleep late. When your time comes, you will know, and you can start to practice like me."
And with that, Colonel Peep took his son, Peepsky Jr., under his wing and led him to his favorite roosting pole.
"How about you sleep with me over here tonight?" he asked quietly.
Then Peepsky realized that it was late,
The sun was setting and the hens had already gone into the henhouse.
"Okay,"
he said softly. And then he yawned. "I'm tired too," said his father. "But I need to do one more round. I'll be right back."
Peepski then watched his father, as he had so many times, walk slowly and assuredly around the henhouse and the coop, and Peepski wondered how he was feeling right now. Was this one of the times when he was feeling brave, or was he feeling scared? He watched his father, and then he looked up at the sky and saw it get a little darker. After he yawned again, he gave his feathers a little shake, and then he settled onto the roosting pole. He breathed in and looked around once more. There was the henhouse, there was the farmhouse, there was the barn, and there was his father, keeping a watchful eye on it all. And then Peepski, the young Rhode Island red rooster, closed his eyes and drifted peacefully and gratefully asleep.
This has been an original story from our Sparkle Sleepy Time series, copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about sleepy animals from around the world, go to sparklestories.com, where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.